The original research article titled Characteristics and Predictors of Long COVID in Children, a 3-year prospective cohort study, was authored by Camporesi and Morello et al. From the Gemelli University Hospital in Italy. This study was published in eClinical Medicine in October 2024. This study sought to provide evidence of the characteristics and predictors of long COVID in children. It also aimed to establish the role vaccines might have in the prevention of the development of long COVID, as well as the risk of developing long COVID or autoimmune disease following reinfection with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Participants were aged 0 to 18 years, had been infected with SARS-CoV-2, and were recruited from a pediatric post-COVID clinic in Rome. Participants were assessed at 3, 6, 12, 18, 24, and 36 months after their initial infection. 119 participants were originally included in this study. However, some were lost to follow-up. Vaccination status, demographic information, and detailed symptom logs were all collected, as well as newly acquired infections. Participants were also assessed for long COVID, as defined by the World Health Organization definition. Statistically significant risk factors for developing long COVID included being over 12 years old, having comorbidities, being infected with original variants, and female sex. At the 18-month follow-up, age over 12 years and infection with original and alpha variants remained statistically significant risk factors. Vaccinations were found to be associated with a lower risk of long COVID at time points 3, 6, and 12 months for older children, as well as a lower risk of reinfection with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Infection with the original variant was associated with a higher risk of new-onset autoimmune disease. At the end of the study, the majority of participants were reported to have recovered, with only 11 participants continuing to meet the definition of long COVID. Only one participant was diagnosed with long COVID following reinfection. The authors conclude that this study demonstrates the long-lasting impact of long COVID on children, as well as providing demographic and clinical predictors of long COVID development. Vaccines were associated with a lower risk of long COVID, and subsequent infections had minimal burden on most participants. These results highlight the need for further research into pediatric long COVID to improve diagnosis and treatment, as well as inform prevention and management of future pandemics.